Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Caleb Barlow is our guest. He's fallen in with us here, folks, and he's been hanging out with us now for about 10 years. He's been part of our brain trust, and he's the president, CEO of Synergistic. Synergistic.com, is that right, Caleb?
That's right. Stock symbol
T-E-K on the end. Stock symbol is what?
C-T-E-K.
All right, I'll have to check that out. So, Caleb, tell us what Synergistic does.
So we're a boutique cybersecurity services organization that focuses on helping companies understand their security posture. We go in and assess it, help them understand what they need to do to improve it. We monitor it for them. And we also spend a lot of time monitoring privacy and compliance. So, for example, in healthcare institutions, we'll actually do things like monitoring medical records and making sure they're not being used inappropriately.
Mm-hmm. And there, it's important for those companies to have their records offsite in different data centers, isn't it?
Well, it's important, I think, for everybody nowadays to have multiple copies of your critical data, but it's also just as important to ask a really key question, Jim. Do you even need that data? Because data now sometimes can be nuclear, especially when we start talking about privacy. So you have to look at what are you storing. You know, if you're storing 5 years' worth of old credit card data,
right?
Not only is you probably not compliant, but maybe you should just get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Just trash it. Yeah. Have somebody zap it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point, and I'm a pack rat, so I'm going to be guilty of that more than anybody else. So your focus is mostly healthcare, right? Hospitals, doctors,
predominantly healthcare. So hospitals, affiliates, medical device manufacturers, medical devices themselves, anything in and around the healthcare space.
Right. So, folks, that's synergistic.com, S-T-E-K on the end. So, Caleb. One of the things I wonder about, we hear a lot about artificial intelligence, and we know you and I know blockchain is really coming on strong. Is it possible that the technology could be used to subvert some of this blockchain, some of this cyber crime, that we could lock people out in a way that would make it harder for them to get in? Is the technology helping us? Is it going to make up for some of the human shortfall?
Well, let's speak of this metaphorically, right? You know, as much as cybersecurity is a war in a battlefield, the technology side of it is the arms race. And what we have to keep in mind, Jim, is not only the good guys using AI and technology, but so are the bad guys. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, the answer to your question is yes, in that it can help, but yes, it's also part of the problem that the bad guys are using the same tools. At the end of the day, though, what it all comes down to is we need really good forensic researchers and security professionals to staff our ranks and help defend against this. And in a lot of ways, as much as we talk all about the negative aspects of information security, the positive aspect of this is it's fueling a multi-billion-dollar industry that, if we get behind it, not only has the opportunity to protect and defend ourselves, our livelihoods, our data, but also there's an opportunity for small businesses to make a lot of money in this space.
Well, and not only make a lot of money, but this is the point that I've been trying to remind people about is more and more small businesses over the last 30 years have become vertically integrated with larger companies. Caleb, when you and I met each other, I was vertically integrated with IBM. And they required me to prove to them that I had proper security methods and practices.
Well, let me give you an example of this.
And if I hadn't, they would have cut me loose.
That's right. Now, think about this perspective. There are 300,000 companies and suppliers to the U.S. military, most of which are providing, you know, declassified support, everything from mowing the lawn in the military base to, you know, supplying pizza, right?
Yeah.
So what they call these sensitive but unclassified suppliers, right?
Mm-hmm.
All 300,000 of them next year are going to have to go through and be evaluated and audited on their cybersecurity posture.
Wow. This is that letter, folks. Caleb, I wrote an article about a letter. You're going to start getting letters, not only from the government, but from your larger customers. They're going to start sending you a letter and asking you what is your security protocols, right?
Well, and that's exactly it. And this is what my company does for healthcare entities. So if you're a company that supplies a hospital or interacts with patient records, we go in, evaluate your cybersecurity posture so that hospital knows or that medical practice knows when they connect up
that
to you,
you're
thinking about security in the same way they are.
That you're not going to be a weak link. Hey, Caleb, good job. I got to wrap it up. Will you come back? You got more to teach us.
Absolutely, Jim. Thank you so much.
Caleb Barlow, ladies and gentlemen. Synergistic is the name of his company. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.